Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war, with the cross of Jesus going on before. Christ the royal master leads against the foe. Forward into battle, see his battle.
Ah, yes, shalom aleichem to all my pure-blooded white Christian Israelite brothers and sisters out there today. I'm Pastor Steve. The show is Word for Word, and this show is for the 7th of June, Wednesday, 2017. We are still in the book of Psalms, and today we are going to be beginning with Psalm number 91. Psalm 91 today is the start. It does not have a title. A lot of them have titles, a lot of them don't. Let's start with verse 1. He that dwells in the secret place, that's 5, 6, 4, 3, of the Elyon, 5, 9, 4, 5, that's the Most High, shall rest, 3, 8, 8, 5, under the shadow, 6, 7, 3, 8, of the Shaddai, 7, 7, 0, 6, that's the Almighty. Verse 2, I say of Yahweh, my refuge, 4, 2, 6, 8, and stronghold, 4, 6, 8, 6, my Elohim, in him I will trust. Verse 3. Because he will deliver you from the fowler's snare. Fowler's is 3353, and snare is 6341. Those are people that hunted birds and sold them. And from the destructive 1942 plague, 1698. He shall cover you, 5526, with his feathers, 84. This is all poetic. This is not to say that Yahweh has feathers. This is a poetry and a song. And under his wings, 3671. You shall take refuge. He shall cover you with his feathers, and under his wings you shall take refuge. His truth, 5, 7, 1, shall be your shield, 6, 7, 9, 3, and buckler, 5, 5, 0, 7. That's a small shield. Verse 5, you shall not fear terror, 6, 3, 4, 3, by night, or the arrow, 2, 6, 7, 1, that flies, 5, 7, 7, 4, by day. Verse 6, or the plague that stalks in darkness, 6, 5, 2, or the destruction, 6, 9, 8, 6, that lays waste, 7, 7, 3, 6, at noonday, 6, 6, 7, 2. Verse 7. Let me clear my lungs here and get a drink of water. Ah, that's better. Nice cold water. Verse 7. 1,000 shall fall by your fall at your side, and 10,000, 7, 2, 3, 3, at your right hand, but it shall not come near, 5066, to you. These are poetic usages, not literal numbers. They do that a lot. They emphasize numbers. They make them larger than they are as a form of emphatic. That's the Hebrew way of writing. Verse 8. Only your eyes shall watch and see the punishment, 8011, of the wicked. Verse 9. Because you make Yahweh, my refuge, the Elyon, your habitation. 4583. Me speaking to others, because you are also trusting in Yahweh, these good things will come to you. Verse 10. No evil shall befall you, neither shall any plague, 5061, come near your tent. Here's verse 11, and you can reference Matthew chapter 4, verse 6, and Luke chapter 4, verse 10. And when he speaks of messengers in this verse, it's 4397. They have angels in the King James Version, but the word is actually messengers. Verse 11, because he shall give his messengers, 4397, charge over you, 6680, to keep you in all your ways. In other words, you're going to be guarded by divine beings. Verse 12, you can reference Matthew 4, verse 6, and Luke 4, verse 11. Pardon me for a second. Yeah, I had to cough. Verse 12, they shall bear you up in their hands. Bear you up is 5375, to lift up. Lest you strike, 5062, your foot against a stone. Verse 13, and you can reference the book of Luke, chapter 10, verse 19, for verse 13 of Psalm 91. You shall tread, 1869, upon the lion, 7826, and the cobra, 6620, the young lion, 3715, and the serpent, 8577, you shall trample underfoot, 7429. Now, these are metaphorical usages of animals for people. These are not literal animals. These are descriptions of people. This is a poetic usage. Verse 14, because he has loved me, 2836, I will deliver him, 6403. I will keep him safe, 7682, because he knows my name. Now, this is Yahweh speaking. This is what Yahweh would say about the people that are his. Okay. Verse 15, he shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. 6869, I will rescue him, 2502, and honor him. Verse 16, I will fill him with length of days and show him my salvation. That's what he's going to do for those that are faithful to him. And that is Psalm 91. Well, let's go to Psalm 92. Let me get the pipes clear here again. Water. This does have a title, Psalm 92. It says, a psalm or song for the Shabbat day. And this is to be sung on the Shabbat, Sabbath. Verse 1. It is good to give thanks, 3034, to Yahweh, and to sing and play, 2167, that's all one word, to your name, O Elyon, 5945, that's most high. To proclaim, 5046, your loving kindnesses, 2617, in the morning, 1242, and your faithfulness, 530, every night, 3915. Verse 3, upon an instrument of 10 strings, that's one word, 6218, and upon the lyre, L-Y-R-E, musical instrument, 5035, and upon the harp, 3658, with meditation, 1902. Pardon me. Verse 4, because you, Yahweh, have made me glad, one word, 8055, through your work, 6467. I will shout for joy, 7442, in the works, 4639, of your hands. Verse 5. O Yahweh, how great, 1431, are your works, and your thoughts, 4284, are very, 3966, deep, 6009. Verse 6, and you can reference the Wisdom of Solomon, chapter 13, verse 1. A senseless man, 1198, does not know, neither does a fool, 3684, understand this. Understand is 995, to perceive, to understand. Yes. May I clear my throat again? Verse 7. When the wicked, 7563, break forth, 6524, as the grass, and when all the doers, 6466, of evil, 205, flourish, 6692, that they shall be destroyed, 8045, until 5704, eternity, 5703. They have forever in the King James, but it's two words in the Hebrew, and it means until eternity. Verse 8, but you, Yahweh, are exalted, 4791, forevermore, 5769. Verse 9, because, lo, your hated enemies, O Yahweh, because your hated enemies shall perish, and that is number 6, that's a single digit, number 6. All the doers of evil shall be scattered, 6504. Verse 10, but my horn, 7161, you shall exalt, 7311, like a wild ox, 7214. I shall be anointed, 1101. With fresh, 7488, oil, 8081. That's pure olive oil. And horn is a symbol of power or influence. My power and influence you shall raise up, basically, is what he's saying. But in the Hebrew, it's my horn, which is a figurative for personal power and influence. Hard to understand. They have modified things, but people need to know exactly what it says in the Hebrew, in the scripture. They have changed so much, and it changes the flavor of the passage. It changes the context many times. Their English translations are misleading. They don't convey the entire thought in the Hebrew mindset, which is different than our mindset today. We don't think the way we did when we were dwellers in small cities like Jerusalem or wandering tent dwellers. I mean, we have come a long way and have changed. Our lifestyle has changed. Now we have all this apostasy that's saying it's religion, but it's not. It's not Yahweh's service. They're teaching things that are not in the scripture. They've put all the doctrines of men in there. Shame on them. Verse 11 of Psalm 92, my eye also shall watch my enemies. My ears shall hear of the evildoers that rise up against me. Verse 12, the righteous shall flourish, 6524, like a palm tree. 8558, he shall grow, 7685, like a cedar, 730, in Lebanon, 3844. Likening the righteous to trees, again. Verse 13, those that are planted, 8362, in the house of Yahweh shall flourish in the courtyards of our Elohim. These trees are people, and they are spiritually planted in the house of Yahweh, and they will flourish. Verse 14, here's blessings on these people. They shall still bring forth fruit, 5107, in old age, 7872. They shall be full of sap, 1897, and flourishing, 7488. In other words, even when they are old, they'll be full of vim and vigor, and they shall have children, even in their old age. Praise Yahweh, verse 15, declaring, 5046, that Yahweh is upright, 3477, my rock. That means the foundation of his belief, and it's just beautiful. It's a foundation, the steadiness, what his life is built on, my rock. And no unrighteousness, 5766, in him. Yahweh cannot be unrighteous. And they use rock for Yahweh a lot in Scripture. It's just, it's a standard form of praise for him. Unwavering, steady, solid. You know, just beautiful. Well, here's a little short psalm, Psalm 93, verse 1. It doesn't have a title, verse 1. Yahweh reigns, 4427. In other words, he is king over all. And these were written in the time that when they had earthly kings. But the writer of this psalm is saying that Yahweh rules. Well, Yahweh rules today. We just think we rule ourselves. Look what we do. We put men and non-men, as in this last monkey that was in, over us when we're not supposed to do that. Verse 1, Yahweh reigns. He is clothed, 3847, with majesty. 1348, Yahweh is clothed with strength, 5797, with which he has girded himself. 247. The world, 8398, that's Tabel, that's actually the whole world, not the land. The world is also established, 3559. And it cannot, 1077, be moved, 4131. He established the whole planet. He made it to be. His will alone created this earth. Very poetic, very powerful, very beautiful speech. Verse 2 of Psalm 93. Your throne is established since then. You are from everlasting. In other words, he's not going anywhere. He's eternal. He's the eternal king. Verse 3. The rivers, 5104, have lifted up. 5375, O Yahweh. The rivers have lifted up their voice. 6963. The rivers lift up their waves. 1796. The roaring of mighty waters, in other words. Verse 4. Yahweh on high. 4791. Wait a minute. Yep, that takes me every once in a while. I run out of breath and I just have to cough. I'm sorry. I apologize for that, but it's one of the infirmities of old age that I've got. Verse 4, Yahweh on high, 4791, is mightier, 117, than the voice of many waters, the mighty waves, 4867, of the sea. You know how powerful water is? It can just beat down a whole cliff. Well, he's saying Yahweh is mightier than these mighty waters. Verse 5. Your testimonies, 5713, are very sure, 539. Holiness is appropriate, 4998, for your house, O Yahweh, forever. Now, they have forever here, that's literally length, 753 of days, 3117. That's they have forever, but it's for length of days is the actual Hebrew. Let's see, we have Psalm 94 next. We'll get through a few more here. This does not have a title, as 93 did not have a title. It doesn't say who wrote it. Doesn't have any history or reference points to other books. Let's get into it here. Verse 1 of Psalm 94. Oh, Yahweh, El, 410, that means God, of vengeance, 5360. O El, of vengeance, shine forth, 3313. In other words, he's a God of vengeance. All these different attributes of Yahweh. Okay? People don't get it. They just try to say, oh, God is love. Well, yeah, he is. But he's also a God of justice because he is perfect. And he is a God of vengeance because actions of certain people anger him. What do you think he's going to say to these so-called preachers today that are teaching lies to the children of Israel, that are teaching all this Jewish Jesus and race mixing and homosexuality. What do you think is going to happen to those people? God of vengeance. They just don't want to hear it so badly. They're in self-denial. And they think because they're doing well in this world, well, of course they're doing well. The devil is the prince of this world right now. And as long as they're doing his bidding, he's going to make them prosper. He's always done that. The wicked prosper. Because he has power here right now, but it's coming to an end. We can watch it wane as we speak here. Verse 2, rise up, judge of the land. Render what is deserved. That's all one word. What is deserved? 1576. To the proud, 1343. Those are the ones that are rich and powerful. Verse 3. Yahweh, how long shall the wicked, 7563, how long shall the wicked rejoice? 5937. We've asked that question over the ages. Everything's going according to Yahweh's time schedule, not ours. He is going to deal with these people. Do not fear about that. But he has given this extra grace period so we may bring more of the remnant in. This is the time of grace. When Yeshua Messiah returns, the grace period will be over, and the time of Yahweh's wrath and judgment will be here. Then it will be too late. There will be no more salvation. There will be no more forgiveness. It'll be wrath against those that are not his. And he will protect his chosen ones. Those of his remnant of true Israel will be under his protection. Don't be surprised to find some falling away. It says, those who endure unto the end, and that's without losing faith, shall be saved. Those that lose faith and go over because they're hungry or cold or whatever, uncomfortable, they're tired of camping out, they go over to the enemy hoping for a hot meal. Well, they just lost their eternal life. They just walked away. And you're going to see that, and it's going to upset you. It's going to make you grieve for them because they're choosing this world, not the world to come. It's not going to be pleasant when the full tribulation hits. We're in the beginning of it now. With all this violence we have had in the past couple of days, a bunch of violence. It's a violent world. Violence is more prevalent than ever before. It's just terrible. But we can't lose faith. Yahweh doesn't call everybody. He only calls who he wants. And we can't be upset over that. He's the divine being, not us. And some people he's going to reject. We have to deal with that. Maybe some of our family members or friends. It's sad, but Yahweh is Yahweh and we are not, and it is his decisions. Verse 4 of Psalm 94, shall they utter, 5042, insolent, 6277, speech, 1696, shall the evildoers boast themselves, 559. Listen to this. 5. They break your people in pieces, 1792, and afflict your heritage, 5159. O Yahweh, Israel is Yahweh's heritage. And we are being broken in pieces, and they are afflicting the true heritage of Yahweh. If you stand up for His law and His truth, you're going to be persecuted. Verse 6, they slay the widow and the stranger. That's a sojourner. And murder the fatherless child. 3490, fatherless child. And they say, Yah, 3050, that's the epithet, the short form for Yahweh. Then they say, Yah does not see it. The Elohim of Jacob pays no regard. That's Jacob Israel. Verse 8. Understand, you brutish, 1197, of the people, and you fools, 3684. When will you get wisdom, 7919. Verse 9. He that placed, 5193, the ear, 241, shall he not hear? He that formed, 3335, the eye, 5869, shall he not see? 5027, he made us to hear and see, so why wouldn't he hear and see? He made us have ears. He made us have eyes. Verse 10. Shall he that chastises, 3256, nations, 1471, not reprove, 3198. He that teaches, 3925, Adam, knowledge, 1847. Well, if he chastises entire nations, will he not reprove these people? Rebuke them? He that teaches Adam knowledge, well, he teaches us the knowledge. All knowledge that we have comes from Yahweh. Verse 11, and you can reference 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 20 for this verse. Yahweh knows the thoughts of Adam, that they are vanity, 1892. In other words, they're just worthlessness. Verse 12. Blessed is the man you chasten, O Yah, and teach him from your Torah, your law. Okay? Or studies, teachings. On how, it's not just law, it's how to live your life. Verse 13, so you may give him rest, 8252, from the days of evil until the pit, 7845, is dug, 3738, for the wicked, 7563. Because Yahweh will not abandon, 5203, his people. That's Israel. Neither will he forsake, 5800, his inheritance, 5159. Again, Israel. We are his people. We are his inheritance. Because judgment, 4941, shall return to the righteous, and all the upright in heart shall follow after, 3:10, they'll follow the word of Yahweh. Verse 16, who will rise up for me against the evildoers? Who will stand up for me against doers of iniquity? Verse 17, unless Yahweh had been my help, 5833, my soul had almost dwelt in the land of silence, 1745. That's a figurative for death. Verse 18, when I said, my foot slips, Your loving kindness, O Yahweh, supported me. 5582. Verse 19. In the many anxieties, 8312, within me, your comforts, 8575, delight, 8173, my soul. Verse 20. Shall the throne of evil, 1942, join himself, 2266, with you that forms mischief? Forms 3335, mischief 5999, by a law 2706. The throne of evil that makes mischief, that forms mischief by a law. Haven't we got that in abundance today with the illegal, unconstitutional, ungodly laws of the governments of these lands? They are passing laws here in this nation to make these sodomites legal and give them status and preference. They have passed laws to make race mixing legal. They've passed laws to let all those immigrants in. Look at what they've done to Britain and Germany and France and all the white Israelite nations. Look at what they have done with the flood of immigrants. Forms mischief by a law. And people say, oh, these are not the last days. It isn't coming yet. Oh, yeah, it's here. So solly, Charlie. Verse 21. They gather together, 14:13, against the life of the righteous and condemn the innocent blood. What are they doing today? Those that stand up for righteousness get murdered, stoned, locked up. Very prevalent today, and this is back in the ancient days when this was written. It tells you what's happening now. We can't say we weren't warned. Verse 22 of Psalm 94. But Yahweh is my stronghold, for 869, and my Elohim is the rock, again, of my refuge. There he's called a rock again. Verse 23. He will return to them their own evil. What goes around comes around. And shall cut them off, 6, 7, 8, 9, in their own wickedness. 7, 4, 5, 1. Yahweh our Elohim shall cut them off. They don't want to believe that. They think, oh, there's no God. This is, I'm going to make as much money as I can and have a Cadillac with different color for each day of the week and whatever, you know, live in a mega mansion. And they're just fooling themselves. This is collapsing. As we speak, we're watching this financial empire of the enemy crack and pieces are breaking off and all kinds of stuff. They're in full panic mode today. Internet censorship has never been higher. Cutting people off, cutting their channels off. You can't go there. The search engines won't take you there. Books are being banned, deleted, because they've got information in them that exposes the enemy. I mean, it's a full-scale attack. We are at war. It's not a shooting war yet, but that's coming. We have yet to see what this hot summer will bring to pass. Forces of evil. Well, let's go into Psalm 95 here. It does not have a title. Verse 1. Oh, come, let us shout for joy. 7442, that's all one word. To Yahweh. Let us shout for joy to the rock. Again, 6697. Yahweh is a rock of salvation. Rock of our salvation. 3, 4, 6, 8. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving. 8, 4, 2, 6. And shout for joy to him with songs. 21:58. Verse 3. Because Yahweh is a great El. 4:10. That means great divine being. And a great King, 4:4-8, above all Elohim, with a small e, all the divine beings, all the angels, whatever. Verse 4, in his hand are the deep places, 4:2-8, of the land. The peaks of the mountains are also his. That's the mountains and the valleys. Verse 5. The sea is his, for he made it, and his hand formed the dry land. This goes back to Genesis. Verse 6. Oh, come, let us worship and bow down. That means prostrate ourselves and bow down. 3766. Let us kneel, 1288, before Yahweh, our Maker. That's who he is. That's who he is. He's our Maker. Verse 7 of Psalm 95, 7 through 11, you can reference Hebrews chapter 3, 7 through 11, and verses 7 and 8, you can reference Hebrews chapter 3, 15, and chapter 4, verse 7. And verses 8 and 9, you can reference Exodus 17, verses 1 through 7, and Numbers 20, verses 2 through 13. Verse 7 of Psalm 95. Because he is our Elohim, and we are the people of his pasture, 48:30, and the sheep, 6629, of his hand. Today, if you will listen to his voice, verse 8, harden, 7185, not your heart, as in the strife, 4808, as in the day of testing, 4531, in the wilderness, 4057. Strife, is Meribah. Okay. And testing is Masa. Okay. The wilderness at Masa. Verse 9. When your fathers tested me, 5254 again, proved me, 974, saw my deeds, 6467. Verse 10. 40 years I abhorred, 6962, that generation, 1755, and said, it is a people that err, 8582 in their heart, and they do not know my ways. Ways of life, 1870. Verse 11, part A, to whom I swore in my wrath, part B, that they would not enter my resting place, 4496. Well, verse 11, part A, you can reference Numbers. Chapter 14, verses 20 through 23. Book of Deuteronomy, chapter 1, verses 34 through 36. And Hebrews, chapter 4, verse 3. Part B of that verse, you can reference Deuteronomy 12, verses 9 and 10. Okay, let me take a look at Psalm 96 and see. We have a little over 10 minutes. I can probably get these next two in here. Psalm 96. It does not have a title. Verse 1. Oh, sing to Yahweh a new song. Sing to Yahweh all the land. Verse 2. Sing to Yahweh, bless His name, announce His salvation from day to day. Verse 3, declare His glory among the nations, His wonders, 6381, among all the people. Verse 4, because Yahweh is great and greatly to be praised, 1984. He is to be feared or to be held in awe above all Elohim, with a small e. Those are divine beings. Those are your angels, etc., etc. And it also includes false gods. Because it says in verse 5, because all the Elohim of the nations are worthless. 4, 5, 7. But Yahweh made the sky. Yeah. Verse 6, splendor and majesty are in His presence. Strength and beauty are in His sanctuary. 47:20. Verse 7 through 9 here, you can reference Psalms 29, verses 1 and 2. Verse 7, give to Yahweh, O you kindreds, or clans, 49:40, of the people. Give to Yahweh glory and strength. Verse 8, give to Yahweh the glory due to His name. Carry a grain offering, 4503, and come into His courtyards. Verse 9. Oh, worship Yahweh in the beauty of holiness. Shake with fear, 2342, in His presence. All the land. This is the Israel land. Verse 10. Say among the nations that Yahweh reigns. The world, 8398, that's Tabel, that means the whole world, also shall be established, 3559, that it shall not be moved. He shall judge the people righteously. All people, not just Israel. Verse 11. Let the sky rejoice and let the land be glad, 1523. Let the sea roar and the fullness of it. Verse 12. Let the field be joyful and all that is in it. Then shall all the trees of the wood shout for joy. The trees of the wood. 3293 for wood. Trees of the forest. Actual trees aren't going to shout. That's probably people. Verse 13. In the presence of Yahweh, because he comes to judge the land, he shall judge the world with righteousness and the people with his truth. That has some verses from another psalm in it. They repeat sometimes. They get a catchy phrase and they use it again. Well, here we are at Psalm 97. No title. Verse 1. Yahweh reigns. Let the land rejoice. Let the many islands, 339, be glad. This is all poetic. You know, an island doesn't have feelings. This is an attribute to his majesty. Verse 2. Dark clouds, that's 6205 and 6051 combined, surround him. Righteousness and justice are the foundation of his throne. Verse 3. Fire goes before him and consumes his enemies round about. Verse 4. His lightnings, 1300, light up the world. 8398, that's the whole world. The land saw and shook. Get a big blast of thunder. Everything shakes. Okay, they've got the Lord of the whole land in this verse. That's 97. I want to turn back here. I want to see what they have in the scriptures. That's correct. I do have. I doubted my translations, but I wanted to check it. Verse 5. The hills, 2022, melted, 4549, like wax, 1749, at the presence of the Lord, that's Adon, 113, the master of the whole land. That's an attribute, not calling him a name, that's a title. Verse 6, the sky declares his righteousness, and all the people see his glory. Verse 7. Be ashamed, all you that serve carved idols, 6459, that boast themselves of idols, 457. Bow down, prostrate yourself, 7812, to him, all you Elohim, that's small g gods. Divine beings. Verse 8. Zion heard and was glad, and the daughters of Yehuda, those are, and that's a metaphor for towns, daughters, 1323. The daughters of Yehuda rejoiced because of your judgments, O Yahweh. Verse 9. For you, Yahweh, are Elyon, 5945, that means most high, over all the land. You are exalted or lifted up, 5927, far above all Elohim. That's small e, Elohim, divine beings. Or idols. They called their little idols of wood and stone Elohim. Well, they weren't. Verse 10. You that love, 157, Yahweh, hate, 8130, evil, 7451. He guards, 8104, the lives, 5315, of his pious ones, 2623. He delivers them from the hand of the wicked. Verse 11, light, 216, is sown, like seeding a field, 2232, for the righteous, and gladness, 8057, for the upright in heart. Verse 12. Rejoice in Yahweh, you righteous, and give thanks, 3034, at the remembrance, 2143, of his holiness, 6944. And that ends Psalm 97. We're going to halt here today at Psalms 97 because I don't have the physical time to do any more Psalms. I'd only get in part way to them, and I don't like to do that. I have less than 4 minutes here. All of these are extolling the righteousness of Yahweh and his majesty and giving praise to all his attributes. Lots of attributes here. The sea roared and the trees sang and shouted and the hills shouted. This is all poetic formation. It is extolling Yahweh. This is the Hebrew method of writing. It is not to be taken literally. They try to do that. Well, how does a hill, the naysayers, how does a hill shout? A hill doesn't shout. It's poetry. It's figurative language. So they just anything they can do to naysay, they do. You just have to ignore them and just move on in your lives, folks. But there's a lot of was in these Psalms I read today that's pertinent today. It describes today's time and what's going on, the actions in the world today that are so wicked and so evil, and these politicians and the laws that they are forming for mischief to destroy our race of people. And it says their fate. They're going to be judged for what they do. Yes, they have power right now. But it is only make-believe. They're not going to get away with it. Judgment Day is coming. Have faith in Yahweh. It's come time for the end of the hour. I need to play my little outro music, Onward Christian Soldiers. I'll talk to you again on Friday the 9th. Praise Yahweh and may he bless and keep you. Shalom Aleichem.
Onward Christian soldiers, marching as to war, with the cross of Jesus going on before. Christ the